أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة؟ قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم، وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ. أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى، قل لا أشهد، قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم، الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 19 and 20 of Surah Al-An'am. Once a delegation of the Quraysh had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this also could not be because of any sincerity or any desire to search for the truth, but because they wanted to show the insolence and arrogance, stubbornness against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they commented and said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we would like to know who is the witness, who would give testimony to the fact that you are the sent Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For we had consulted with the Yahud and the Christians of Medina and the people around, and no one seems to have any evidence to the fact that you could be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, the rationale for them to have spoken about the Yahud and the Christians would be that they had already received kitabs of the past. So probably they have some witness, some evidence, they have some proof of you being the Nabi of Allah ta'ala. But we do not find any such proof, any such evidence whatsoever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادًا Which thing can be greater in shahada? قُلِ اللَّهِ And then you yourself answer and respond and say, Allah is the greatest of all witnesses. The evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could never be doubted. The witness, Allah being the witness himself, can be of no doubt whatsoever. Now how would it be possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to this? The testimony is in front of you, that you have seen so many miracles, so many supernatural feats, so many mu'jizat, and all of this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, you had known me before nubuwat. I was an untutored person. There was no ustad, there was no teacher that taught me, there was no formal education. But here is the Quran that I am reciting, and that makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the greatest witness, the greatest testimony comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaheedum bayni wa baynakum, and then Allah ta'ala is the shaheed, Allah ta'ala is the witness between you and me also. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you know the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also the knowledge that you have seen all of this, but yet it is your arrogance, it is your stubbornness that you will not accept Islam, you will not accept the Quran. But let the truth be told, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ That this Quran has been revealed to me. One of the specific duties, one of the specific functions that I have, and the reason why the Quran was revealed, لِأُنْدِرَكُمْ بِهِ That I warn you. I warn you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the life to come, the akhirat. Now we discussed this word on many occasions, that when we speak about inzar, when we speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the nadir, then it is the warning with love, the warning with concern, The warning would a worry, a fikr, and that is not just a warning that you have fulfilled an obligation, make someone frightened, make someone scared, but it comes from the crevices of the heart, and that is because of the love and the concern that one person would have for another, and that was our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you are not the end of it. لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ You are not the end of it. That you are not the only people that I have sent to be warned. وَمَنْ بَلَغَ And to whomever the Qur'an reaches. And this is a very clear indication that this Qur'an will last and the hukam and the commandments of the Qur'an will continue till the day of Qiyamah. And this deen of Allah Ta'ala will continue till the day of Qiyamah. And the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue till the day of Qiyamah. That he is Khatamun Nabiyyin, Khatamul Anbiya, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And after him there is no other Nabi to come. Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahmatullah alayhi, was a great tabi'i. He was a student of many sahaba. And amongst them was Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the head of all the commentators of the Quran, and he is the one that brought about the very basic fundamentals of tafsir of the Quran Sharif. When he read this ayat, he's made one statement, and this will be a very great glad tidings to all, that whoever has reached, the Quran has reached to, it is as though he has visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this warning of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also directed to each and every individual. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى Now, do you really bear witness that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is another God? Do you really believe in all of that? Is that your real testimony? Because it is not acceptable, it is not logical. قُلْ لَا أَشْهَدْ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that do not bear witness, do not give such evidence. قُلْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ Say that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one God, one ilah, one object of worship. This word wahid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, Allah is one in His being, Allah ta'ala is one in His sifat, in His qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one in His af'al, in His actions. That means that Allah ta'ala is not dependent on anyone for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to action any deed. Allah ta'ala is one when He sends down His ahkam. Allah ta'ala does not require anyone to assist Him to formulate any rules and regulations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one in every aspect. Wahid. وَإِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ He is one and I am absolutely separated, extremely abhorred with whatever you have ascribed partners with. Now with regards to the Yahud and the Nasara that did not want to bear witness to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that his description were in their kitabs, not only his description, the description of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in the kitabs of the past, whether it was the physical description, whether it was the akhlaq and character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the Darul Hijra, Madina Munawwara, has been mentioned in the scriptures, they denied all of that. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, Alladina Atainahum al-Kitab, those who have been, we have given the Kitab to, the Yahud and the Nasara, Ya'rifunahu, they recognize Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama ya'rifuna abana'ahum, like how they recognize their own children. This ayah has appeared in Surah Al-Baqarah also, that Allah Ta'ala did not say like how they know their parents, because children, you know, from the day the child was born, the mother will know every birthmark on the child, every scar on the child. All of that is in the knowledge of the mother. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a Yahud scholar, and then he accepted Iman and Islam. He would say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we can mistaken our own children also. But we will never be mistaken about you being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhina khasiru anfusahum fahum la yu'minun. And those who have thrown away their souls, those who have destroyed their souls, fahum la yu'minun, they will not bring iman, because Allah ta'ala had made all the means available, but yet they shut their hearts to the kalam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.